just waiting by the water. I shall not be moved. Just like the tree that's planted by the water, I shall not be moved. Oh, all hell assails me, I shall not be moved. Jesus will not fail me, I shall not be moved. Just like the tree that's planted by the water, I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved. Just like the tree that's planted by the water, I shall not be moved. Though the tempest rages, I shall not be moved. On the rock of ages, I shall not be moved. Just like the tree that's planted by the water, I shall not be moved.
Oh, glory.
I shall not be moved. Just like the tree that's planted by the water,
sang his heart and heart. 2:14. Got several specials this morning.
That's what we're here for.
Hey,
amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Well, that's what me and Eric was talking about last night.
Amen.
There were several of us wanting to sing. I said, well, Eric, we ain't on no special
come time. Have church.
Oh, amen.
Come
amen.
To have church.
Amen.
That's right.
Soon we'll come to the end of life's journey, and perhaps we will never meet anymore. Till we gather in heaven's bright city, far away.
We never
the wonderful sweet by and by.
Amen.
If we never meet again this side of heaven, as we struggle through this world and its strife,
sing for us first this morning.
I can.
Amen. Bless him, Lord. Bless them, Lord.
I travel
glad God got a place waiting for us. Amen.
Amen.
They've been remodeling heaven for quite a while, Brother Ed.
You know, sometimes when we're up here singing, it's our testimony. It just touches our heart.
Yeah.
We may not sing the song beautifully, but the song, the words, means a lot to us.
Amen. That's right.
Thank you, brother.
It touches your heart.
Praise the Lord.
It's our heart.
That's a good job.
Amen. This song is very special.
Thank you so much, brother.
Amen. Hallelujah. That's what I thought about having church. Amen. Hallelujah. Crucify his old flesh. Amen.
I want to thank God for being
here. Amen, brother.
Amen.
Amen. Good job, brother.
I've sung this song before, and you know, it means a lot to me because we all need the Lord.
Yeah, we
amen.
Do.
Amen.
I'm going to request this for Tammy because she's been down this week.
Bless her.
Yes.
I like it.
And I know she needs the Lord bad.
Amen.
Amen.
Just lift her up in prayer.
Yes,
today.
Lord. Thank bless you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Bless the Lord. Praise the Lord. What I felt so far. Amen.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Father.
God is good to us every day, and we need to give Him praise every day.
God is good.
Enough, Sister
I give Him praise 3 or 4 times.
Amen.
Amen.
It's not just once today.
Amen.
That's right.
This song here, I think, fits the times we're living in to the
T. Amen.
Listen to the words of it.
Bless them, Lord.
We're in troubled times, you know.
Sure enough.
Right.
Y'all, every verse of this song, y'all listen to the words of it.
Bless them, Lord.
Oh,
the Roman Empire, this world is doomed to fall.
Yeah.
And it's much too big a thing for a mortal man.
Amen,
just take a look around and see the writing on the wall. Somehow we've got to find a helping hand.
Amen.
This world has never been in the awful shape it's in.
Right.
And people scorn the things our leaders do.
Bless you, my James.
This time a prayer was spoken from the heart of every man.
Yeah.
Jesus, take a hold and lead us through.
Amen.
The mighty roar of gunfire is now a local sound.
Yes.
And our city streets are filled with angry men.
Amen.
Law is now a mockery throughout our troubled land. Destruction seems to be the current trend.
Amen.
This world has never been in the awful shape it's in.
Right.
And our leaders seem in doubt of what to do.
That's right.
It's time a prayer was spoken from the heart of every man. Jesus, take a hold and lead us through.
Yes, Lord, help.
Jesus, take a hold and lead us through.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Good job. Good song. Very true. We need the leadership of God. We just ain't going to make it. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I think we're wandering around the wilderness.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I want to thank the Lord for being here.
Amen.
I feel good in my heart this morning.
Amen.
You know, there's so many people out there that's sick with this virus.
Right.
Jerry's brother, Sue and Denny.
Yeah.
We've just got so many other people that I don't even know about. But we can lift them up in prayer this morning.
Amen.
So y'all just always stand in need of prayer. Always. And I just love the Lord.
Amen.
Amen, Sister Carolyn. Amen. Bless them, Lord.
This song goes right along with what Mom was talking about. Where could I go but to the Lord?
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Bless them. Amen.
Here is grace.
Thank you, brother.
We're
today don't have to go no further than Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Find all the help you need and then some. Glory. Good job.
We want to mention her daughter. She's been in the hospital.
Okay.
Carol's daughter.
We'll have a word of prayer before we start this morning. I didn't even know about Denny and Sue.
Everybody just give the good Lord a hand this morning.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Yeah. Amen. Jesus said, suffer little children come unto me, and forbid them not. He said, for the sons of the kingdom of heaven. Got a lot of children in heaven.
Yeah.
Bless the Lord.
In the darkest hour,
yeah.
When I cannot breathe,
bless you, Rita.
Fear is on my chest, the weight of the world's on me.
Bless the Lord.
Everything is crashing down, everything I had known.
Yeah.
When I wonder if I'm all alone, I remember.
Michael, Brother Wade, before you get started, the church would like to present you with this card, and we have something else coming, but it hasn't come in yet. So you will get that whenever it comes in, but we just want to thank you for what all of you appreciate for what you do, Pastor of the Month.
All right. Pastor, appreciate you, man. I'm not Pastor of the Month for sure.
But you will, well, we feel like you are.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I was just enjoying the singing there. And I like that what Rita just sung there. She said, I will remember. And you know, the Bible says in Isaiah 26 verse 3, thou will give him perfect peace.
Amen.
Whose mind is stayed upon thee.
Amen.
You know, when everything's falling apart, just like she sung here, just remember.
Amen.
I believe it was Sharon that sung, I need you. And you know what? You might call the President of this United States and it might go to a recording. But you call upon Him, it's rich in mercy all to call upon Him. And you're going to get not only an answer, but He's going to come to you. He said in John chapter 14, verse 18, He said, I'll not leave you comfortless. He said, I will come to you. Amen.
Amen.
Well, look at this card, and then we're going to go to God in prayer.
Brother Eddie.
Yeah.
Please read the card out loud.
All
right. We can all hear it.
All right, let me get my eyeballs on where I can read.
That card forever.
Blessed, I don't know where she finds these cards at. Blessed is the church where there's a pastor whose faith shines bright, who guides and serves, who encourages and prays, and whose life is a blessing in big and small ways. I wish half that was true.
It is true.
So thankful for you, Pastor, for your ministry, your care, and for the good work God is doing in and through our church. Amen.
Amen.
I appreciate that so much. Jesus said, I am among you as one who serves. Amen. Luke 22, 25, 27.
Amen.
And that's all I am. I'm just a servant of the Lord. And I was just thinking, God, you know we have pastor appreciation. I wish we had church appreciation because I appreciate this church. Y'all have spoiled me to death here. And thank you so much for this card. Thank you for all you do.
Have a birthday, too.
Got a birthday. Amen. I'm going to let Carolyn take care of that.
I got to find him first.
She's looking for him. But you know, we're a small church, and as you can tell by looking around, we're growing in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
We're growing in people. I think when I come here, Brother Ed, we had 12, didn't we?
Yeah,
I always told them, I said, we got 12, but it's 12 faithful. We've got more than 12 today. And the church has got a little bit bigger and a little bit more beautiful, and more is coming, amen.
Amen.
People and beautification to the church. New door. Got new carpet coming. They've painted the walls. Man, just fixed the kitchen up. Made everything so nice in here. And you know what? That don't happen everywhere. But I'll tell you how it does happen. People roll up their sleeves and say, I'll do it. It'll get done. Carolyn pretty much the one that's really spearheaded all of this. I just like Brother Ed. We just try to stay out of the way, man. Boy, we've got able-bodied people in this church that can sing. I thank God for the talent of this church. But we got people in this church can cook, and I love eating about as much as anybody. And we got people in this church that can get her done. I look at the nice grounds out there. Brother Jerry mows the church property. Sister Carolyn cleans it thoroughly, one end to the other. And we're all co-laborers together in this thing. You know, the Lord's church, it's not going to do too much if somebody don't get involved. And there's a lot of people in this church with a mind to work.
Amen.
I thank God for every single one of them. Amen.
Amen.
All right, we got a birthday, is that right?
Who's had birthdays in October? Miss Gitta?
Uh-oh.
Not that
fast. Later on, I have one.
Not that fast. Let's sing happy birthday.
All right. Hey, man, I was trying to figure out how old I was on the way up here, and I got my math all wrong. I thought I was just like 62 or 3.
James Jr. also had a birthday in October.
Who did?
James Jr.
Little?
James Jr.
Oh, okay, I got you now. Tell me a minute.
We need to sing because he's probably
going to. All right, we're going to sing that birthday to you, Brother James.
Okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. I sing like Alfalfa on the little rascal. I can't sing a lick. I sounded pretty good when Carolyn was up there beside me, but when she walks off, it's bad. Amen. All right, hallelujah.
Amen.
Man, I tell you what, this is what I like. This is what I call having church.
Amen.
When I talk about having church, the Bible says where the Spirit of the Lord is liberty. And I like for the Lord to have liberty. You know, if the Lord wants to do something, I want Him to have an opportunity to do it.
Right.
And it's been good thus far. I hope I don't make it worse by bringing this message. But we're going to take our text out of 2 Timothy chapter 4. And I'll try to be brief. This is kind of a long message. I may not be able to finish it. It might be a two-parter. I don't know. But in 2 Timothy chapter 4, when I say I don't know, I never know what God's going to say. I got an idea, but I never know what all He's going to say. And lots of time I'm up here preaching, got to bring something to my mind that I hadn't thought about for years. And I get about as much out of it as y'all do. I hope you get something out of it. But 2 Timothy chapter 4, and Paul here is addressing young preacher Timothy, and he's giving him a charge here in verse 1. I'm going to read the whole chapter, even though I'm not really going to use a couple of verses out of it. I'm going to read the whole chapter. He's talking to young Timothy, and he says, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at His appearing and His kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. That's quite a few accomplishments there. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all of them that love His appearing. Do thy diligence to come shortly unto me. For Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world, and is departed unto Thessalonica. Man, my Bible's not real clear right here. Crescens to Galatia, Titus to Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Take Mark and bring him with thee, for he's profitable to me for the ministry. And Tychius have I left, or have I sent to Ephesus? The cloak that I left at Troas with Carpus, when thou comest, bring with thee, and the books, but especially the parchments. Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. The Lord reward him according to his works, of whom be thou ware also, for he hath greatly withstood our words. At my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray God it may not be laid to their charge. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear. And I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion, and the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto His heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Salute Priscilla and Aquila, the household of Oh, what a name. Hosporus, Eradicus, abode at Corinth, but Tryphus, I have left at Millennium, sick, do thy diligence to come before winter. Ebalus greeteth thee with prudence, and Linus, and Claudia, and all the brethren. The Lord Jesus Christ be with thy spirit. Grace be with you. Amen. Now before we preach, I want to remember some people in prayer. What's your daughter's name?
Julie.
Julie, we're going to pray for Julie. We're going to pray for Denny and Sue. I didn't even know they were sick. And pray for, is it Daryl Tibbs? Did I get it right? Daryl Tibbs?
My youngest brother.
He's got COVID. And a lot of people, Brenda, she's sick. We're going to have a word of prayer for them. And we're going to ask the Lord to bless our efforts here today. Father, we come to you, Father, on behalf, Lord, of these that are sick, Lord. Lord, you're the great physician, Lord. You're the good shepherd, Lord, that love your sheep. Lord, we just lift these up to you, Father, in this humble prayer. Ask you, Lord, to visit them with healing in your wings. Ask you, Lord, to send a word to them, Father. Lord, you said you sent your word to them and healed them. Ask you, Lord, to personally visit them, Lord, to touch their brow, to minister, Lord, to their sickness, to their hurt. Lord, for all these things, Lord, we know you can do even more than we even ask. You're able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we ask or think. Pray, Lord, that you would bless these and help these. Lord, bless us today and help us today to be able to receive from your word, Lord, clear instruction. Lord, to be able to deliver this message, Father God, today, we ask for your help and we thank you, Lord, for whatever you do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right. We're preaching today on Left Behind. And our text verse could be taken from verse number 20, where Paul said, Eradicus abode at Corinth, but Tryphus I have left at Middleton sick. And there's several things mentioned in this chapter about leaving behind. Paul mentioned here in verse number 3 and 4 about them leaving behind sound doctrine and turning unto fables. And Demas left Paul behind there in verse number 10. He said, Demas hath forsaken me, and he done it for the world. You know, the love of the world will get the best of you if you're not careful.
That's right.
We're in the world, but we're not of the world. I'm just like everybody else. I want a few worldly things, but some people want them all. Amen. Well, anyway, Paul left his cloak at Troas in verse number 13. He left it behind. And all that Paul had with him left him behind in verse number 16. He said, at my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray, God, it be not laid to their charge. And then, like I said, Paul left Tryphus at Millium. And then, if that's not enough, Paul's ready to leave it all behind. In verse number 6, in verse number 7, he said, I'm now ready. And you know, we need to all be ready. Amen. One thing I don't want to be, I don't want to be left behind, Brother Mitchell. I want you to know, not only am I ready to go, I'm in a hurry to go. And if the Lord wants to come right now, I volunteer to be the first to go. Amen.
Amen.
You know, we've all seen these movies called Left Behind. God come for His church, and He is going to come for His church.
Yes, He is.
The same promise that Jesus fulfilled when He came the first time. He fulfilled everything and He left another promise. This same Jesus that you see ascending up into heaven shall return one day in like manner. He's coming back.
Yeah,
He's coming back for His church.
Yes, He is.
You know, I've been somewhere before getting talking, Brother Eric, and leave my billfold there and run out the door and get home and realize I don't have my billfold and go up there and say, we're just wondering how long it take you to come back and get it. I mean, it wasn't like there was a lot of money in there anyway. But you know what little money I got? The Bible said the substance The substance of a righteous man is precious, amen. You know, a good steward makes a difference in how much you have got. If you ain't faithful with a little, there ain't no
way God's going to make you master over much, amen.
No, that's right.
So God knows he can trust you with a little. You might get a little more, amen. And you might get a whole bunch more, amen.
Amen.
A lot of people have left a lot of things behind. I told Dinah I was going to pick on him a little bit this morning. I can't really pick on him, but I'm just as bad as he is. But one time, he got some gas and he left his gas card on top of the pump. And he got home and realized he didn't have the gas card. He's backtracking like, whoa, did I go? You know, where could I have left that thing at, you know? And he about had a heart attack down over there, and there it was right there on top. And right there waiting on him. Another time he lost his checkbook and had another heart attack. Come find out it fell between the seat on his van there where he works at there, you know. But I'm like him. I've lost keys. I blame my wife. She's blamed me. You know how it is. We all leave things somewhere that we should have left them and we have a hard time finding them.
Yeah.
It's a surprise, you know, how much treasure there is buried in this world. It would.
Right. Lost my debit card.
And we got some honest people in there. She lost hers. At least we got her. There was a guy who bought a farm. He didn't give a whole lot this farm, Brother Ed. This is an old run-down farm. And he got this guy, this dozer, and he said, just mow everything down. It was going to start from scratch, push all the buildings down, take them down to the bottom. And this guy on this dozer, he's pushing barns down and buildings down, Brother Jerry. He got to that chicken house, and he pushed that chicken house down, and when he did, the ground turned silver behind it. And somebody left behind a fortune in silver dollars. And there was enough silver dollars that he paid for the dozer, paid the farm off, paid to build a brand new house up, and then became richer than what he put in the bank. And this was a long time ago. I'm not talking about the price of silver today. I'm talking about back, you know, when silver dollars were like worth like, you know, maybe $10 or something like that. He paid it all off. Now, one thing about that silver, you're talking about a safe place to keep something. You just gonna sneak up on a chicken. I mean, at 1 o'clock, the owl club, he had the best alarm clock ever, and they were under the floor of the chicken house, but nobody noticed. He left them behind.
Yeah.
I'm sure he had plans to get them out, Brother Ed, but his days allotted and he had to live, and his plans didn't coincide, and he missed the date.
Right.
He left it behind to this guy.
Amen.
This guy became a millionaire just by buying an old run-down farm. I couldn't be so lucky. Now, me and Donnie, we like to hunt arrowheads. And all we're doing is picking up something they left behind.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you know what I mean? We're finding something, you know, that maybe they left behind shooting at a deer or shooting at each other. I don't know. But, you know, we love to hunt them. A friend of mine, he's done graduated this life. I used to work with him. I won't mention his name here this morning. You might know him, amen. But he was digging in a cave one time, and he dug up a mason jar. And Brother Danny, in that mason jar, there was two $20 golden eagles, or double eagles, whatever they call them. You know, two $20 gold pieces, and a few other small gold coins, and some silver coins also. Dug them up in a cave. You reckon somebody left them there for him? I think maybe they left them behind thinking they was going to belong to them. But you know what? They didn't make it long enough to go retrieve them, and they left them behind. And he's digging in his cave and said, a mason jar. And it jingled. Two $20 gold pieces, Brother Mitchell.
Right.
There's a guy bought a metal detector. I think it was up in England or Finland or something like that. And just wanted to go out and try it out, you know. And he went out with that metal detector. And Carol, it went beep, beep, beep. And he dug down to the ground and found the greatest bunch of gold that had been buried that's ever been found. I mean, millions and millions. Man, Donnie's hoping to find something like that. We're getting ready to buy a military or something. They mean bulldozer or something. But you know what? He just out there wanted to try it. And it went beep, beep, beep. And you can see it. I mean, he found gold bowls, gold necklaces, gold bracelets, gold rings, all kind of gold. Just pure gold. Then there's another guy. He went out there, Brother Danny, and he going to try his luck, and he found all this big jar full of gold coins. Another guy found, some kind of Viking treasure. I forget what it was. Swords and stuff, just all kind of stuff. But these people left this stuff behind. I think Jesse James, the great outlaw, They went to this cave, and it had two J's facing away from each other. It looked like a boat anchor. And out front of that, they went there, the metal detector, Brother Eric. And it went off, and it dug down there. There's a mason jar down there full of silver dollars and stuff. I didn't get to watch it all. But a lot of people have left a lot of things behind.
That's right.
Thinking they'd come back and get them. And you know, like I was talking about that Left Behind series. You see, everybody ain't going when Jesus shows up. We all want to go. But he's coming for his. He's going to get his. They're the ones going to go, and everybody else going to be left behind. I don't want nobody to go through that. Nobody really should want to go through that. I'm telling you, it's going to be terrible if you miss on the rapture. And there is.
Right.
You can read your Bible. You can find out two places there is going to be a rapture. He's coming for his, amen. One day, you'll either be left behind. On the back of my car out there, there's a sticker, a magnetic sticker. It says, get right or get left.
Yeah.
It says eternity's a long time to be wrong. The Lord is coming, and he's coming for his.
Right.
You can read 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Verses 14 through 18, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51 through 57. And you can find out when you read that, that he's coming back. And if you've made the right kind of plans, you won't be left behind. And you'll get the greatest treasure that's ever been offered. Streets of gold, walls of jasper, gates of pearl. I'm talking about everybody happy there. But you'll either leave with him, or you'll be left behind. Let me tell you, when he comes for his church, right now we're the light of the world.
Yeah.
Man, that old devil, he can't wait for us to get out of the way, but he can't do anything until I get out of the way, Brother Eric.
That's right.
I'm telling you, go in the darkest cave there ever was and just take you a little old bitty birthday candle, like we sung happy birthday to these people. You can take one little birthday candle in the darkest place of that cave and light it. And that little birthday candle will light that whole room up in that cave.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we're just a little light, I do believe we ought to be more light. But even though we're just a little light, we're enough to keep the devil from showing up.
Right.
You see, darkness don't dispel light. Light dispels darkness.
Right.
Even though we might be a little light, Larry, we're a little light enough to keep him, amen, at bay.
Amen.
But when we're gone, there's going to be a great darkness that's going to take our place. And this darkness is going to look like light. And the world's going to run to it because they ain't going to have nothing else to run to. What I'm saying is, don't be left behind,
amen.
Amen. You might leave behind your billfold. You might leave behind your debit card or your gas card or your checkbook or anything else. Hey, I'm telling you, it's one thing to leave that kind of stuff behind, but don't get left behind when the Lord comes to take his beloved home, amen.
Amen.
And they sang it this morning, I'm thinking about going home. Man, I'm watching all the stuff that's going on. What kind of stuff, Brother Eddie? Put on your seatbelt.
That's right.
Here's just a few things. Our Secretary of Transportation, Pete Buttigieg, hope I said his name right, don't matter. He's just stick in the mud as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, right.
But he's on paid maternity leave right now. I didn't say he is.
Yeah.
He and his so-called husband, Jason, have adopted two newborn twins. Now, so don't worry about all these supply chain woes, because even though he's the transportation czar, kind of like our vice president, it's the border czar, they're not doing nothing. But he's been on paid maternity leave for 3 months.
Yep. Right.
You try to get 3 months paid maternity
leave. That's right. You're right.
If I'm going to get it, I'll tell you what, maybe through my wife, won't be through me, amen. Now, you forget all that.
Yeah.
But now what he's doing is he's setting the standard or the platform for others to follow. So I'll just tell you right now that things are getting bad. It's a good time to get on board is what I'm trying to tell you.
Amen. Amen.
Marvel Comic Books has come out with a new comic. And in this one, Superman has a son. Him and Lois Lane, they got together. And I ain't got no problem with that. But they had a son in this new comic book. His name is John Kent. Clark Kent's son is going to be called John Clint. And
And he's fell in love with a journalist, male reporter, with pink hair named Jay Nakumura. Like I said, at least Clark Kent and Lois had a son, amen? At least some part of it's normal. They had a son, and then they just... That's just the way things are going. I'm just telling you. Me and Brother Ed was talking the other day driving down the road. And you know what? If there wouldn't be a place called heaven, I believe I'd give up. I don't think I can take much more. No wonder John said, even so, Lord Jesus, come quickly. How about heaven up to here?
Amen.
Our children have got gender issues. They don't even know whether X, Y, or whatever, male or female, there's something wrong. Amen. The reason that something's wrong is because before the Lord comes back, there's got to be a great falling away. My pastor said, I don't like it no more than you do, but he said, we're victims of prophecy. These things have to be, just like the prophecies concerning Jesus had to be fulfilled, and he suffered. The prophecies concerning us have to be fulfilled. We're only going to have a few little light afflictions, but I'll tell you right now, I don't like them. I'm looking forward to getting out, and you ought to be sure you ain't going to be left behind. The Bible says, make it sure. Examine yourselves. Know yourselves. Prove yourselves whether Christ be in you or not, said to be reprobate. If anybody would know it, praise God, I ought to.
Amen.
Right. And my wife says she's saved. I hope she is, but I know I am. I said it wouldn't happen, amen.
Amen.
The Bible says, work out your own salvation, fear and trembling. I have to admit, I was on a little bit rocky road for a little while, but it wasn't too long, Sister Sharon. I wouldn't toss no more to and fro over winter doctrine. But I read enough Bible, and I got on that sure foundation.
Yeah, that's right.
I've been on it now for 30-some years.
Amen.
It took a little while, you know. To get it, you know, we're saved by faith. Faith comes by hearing Him by the Word of God. You got to read some Bible to get rooted and grounded in the Word of God before you can stand toe to toe with a lying devil and say, buddy, I know in whom I have believed. Sharon, she loves the Bible. Sharon Sarah loves the Bible. She's always asking questions, always paying attention to her. I commend her for that.
Yes, thank you.
Man, I wish I'd done that when I was young. Amen.
Amen.
Man, I was a late bloomer, but I'll tell you what, playing catch up ever since. I'm trying to get caught up with where I should have already been, is what I'm trying to say, man. And she took off. That's what I should have did. If that ain't enough, this 2,700-page infrastructure bill is already called the most radical ever bill to be unleashed upon America. And by the way, it's already up to $4.3 trillion. If that ain't enough, I'm going to be careful of this thing. The House Speaker says she's going to resign. They're going to have a special election to take her place. And she's going to give herself a $200 million raise. And this infrastructure bill is going to be her greatest accomplishment. I'm not sure we can afford her. Can we take a vote?
Amen.
You see what I mean? I'm just telling you. The Lord's telling us, I've got a better place. I want you to come where I am. Where I am. There's no more bills. There's no more pain. Where I am. Everything will be taken care of. Amen.
Amen.
Oh my, let me get on the other side of this thing here. Left behind. Like I said, one day you'll either leave or you'll be left behind.
Right.
And one day you'll die, and then you'll leave something behind. Somebody dies, first thing they say, did they have a will?
Right.
Why did they leave me?
Yeah. Did they have any kin? Did they have CDs? Did they have insurance?
Yep. Right.
to hell.
Right.
They started inquiring.
Amen.
I mean, seemed like all the birds come to roost. You might not be able to get them on the phone, but boy, they show up when you pass away. And they start crying at big crocodiles here, boy, I miss them. I love them. That's my favorite aunt. That's my favorite grandma. Oh, yeah. Me and her, boy. Oh, that's all we talked about was when we got time, we was going to sit down and spend some time together. Yeah. What would he leave behind? And you know what? A lot of people put forth a lot of effort to leave a lot of things behind. They read my will. It'll say, being a sound mind and body, I spend it all. Ain't nothing to fight over. Amen. I'm telling you, buddy. A wealthy woman passed away, and the friend of her lawyer asked him, how much did she leave behind? And he looked at him and he said, she left it all behind. And that's exactly what you'll do.
Yeah.
If you don't set your house in order, in my case, Brother Donnie, I'll leave behind a mess. I'm just going to tell me to take a match to it or bulldozer.
Yeah.
Ain't no way they can clean up all the stuff. I, like my wife, I'm the greatest hoarder ever was. I've got barns full of junk that I'll never use ever. And you know what? There ain't no way they'd ever know what to do with it. Best thing they do be have an absolute auction. If somebody bids a nickel on it, say sold. See, it'd be cheaper to sell it for a nickel. It wouldn't be pay somebody to haul it off. Amen. But you know what? Well, most of us will leave a mess behind for someone to sort it through.
That's right.
And you know, they want to know, my daughter passed away last year, October 23rd, and she always said she had life insurance and good luck. I called Kentucky Life Insurance. They said there's no way to know if anyone has any insurance. Only that individual, if they've done their part and left the will, said, I've got a life insurance policy for this, take care of this, that's on the way. They won't give you nothing. I said, can't you look it up, the Social Security number? I said, no. I said, her name, address, that? No. They're not going to help you. So make sure that you make someone aware. Make someone the administrator of your will. Or you know what? Old Uncle Sam will show up. I remember reading about a guy. He was a hermit. He didn't have no family. And he passed away. And he'd been dead something like 3 months. Before anybody even knew that he'd passed away. And the neighbors got to wondering why they hadn't seen him in a long time. They called the police to go check on him. They found him dead. Been dead a long time, done mummified. They went down to the basement. The basement's full of gold. This guy, he had every gold bar. They used to take gold out of that basement wheelbarrows. He had gold bars, gold coins. And he had, I think, $100,000 in the bank, CDs and all that stuff. But he had one very, very distant cousin. That was the only relative he had. And she had never heard anything about him. If it hadn't been for Uncle Sam, she'd got it all too, buddy. But they consumed his property by back taxes. They got all the farm. It was up, I think, out in Utah, Montana, somewhere around there. They got all of his property. And she got, like, you know, a little small smidgen of all that gold and wealth that he had. They got a will, buddy. Somebody's gonna be left out. If you don't leave behind, my grandfather told me, he took me over to Del Hollow Lake over a holler called Gunnel's Holler. Down there, an old handmade poplar cabin, Brother Ed, and they'd made that thing so well that it downstairs looking upstairs, you couldn't see between the boards. They joined them so tightly together.
Yeah.
And his dad had carved out a will on the bedroom door. And they had to take that door off and take it to the courtroom and use that door to explain his last will, his last wishes, was what he carved out on that door, wherever that is supposed to go.
All right.
I'm just telling you, buddy. Leave instructions behind or it's going to be a mess. Amen.
That's right.
You know what the best thing you can leave behind? Enoch left behind a testimony. Hebrews Chapter 11, verse 5.
Right.
Now listen, I'm a preacher. I've done a lot of funerals. I've done a lot of weddings. I've never done a funeral any day in a wedding, but I'll do either one. Because I'm a servant. I'm called to serve. I've wept at weddings. I've wept at funerals. But listen, Enoch left behind a testimony that he pleased God. There's nothing worse
been doing a funeral that nobody left any proof at all that they were saved. My cousin got killed in a trucking accident. I tried my best to talk to him. He'd walk away from you while you talking to him. Wouldn't stand still long enough to listen, Brother Mitchell. He'd go while I'm talking to him. He wanted one bar of my trailer. I said, Steve, you're more willing to borrow my trailer and more welcome to borrow it anytime you want to. I said, let me talk to you about Jesus. He said, no, I just want to borrow the trailer. That's the last time I've seen him alive. He got hit by a drunk driver while he was outside the truck. It knocked him up in the air. He come down the hood, busted his head, and died. I had to do his funeral. His wife, Tammy, come to me, tell me. She said, tell me that my husband's in heaven. Now, I would love to tell her that. That would be my joy, sir. I'd love to tell people that people's in heaven. Right. But if they don't leave behind a testimony, I don't have nothing to tell. Right. I said, Tammy,
amen.
Even though Steve's my first cousin, I said, I hope he is, but I can't tell you because I don't know. He never said a word. And me and Donnie was talking about this. You know, somebody in their last breath could say, Lord, forgive me my sins and save my soul. I don't think it'd have no reward, but at least they might get in like Job said, he's saved by the skin of his teeth. But if they don't leave behind a testimony, I'm at a terrible loss. Now, I love it when they say, I mean, I'll take any testimony. I don't care if they say I got saved up there in the barn talking to a cow. You give me something, I'll go with it. But if you don't give me nothing, I ain't got nothing to go with. And it ain't a pleasant thing to do a funeral when you got grieving family members and they want some kind of hope and you can't give none. Amen. That ain't no fun. I've been there more than once, Dad. I don't like it. I'll still do it. Give me a chance to preach those others. They might at least have enough sense to do better. But your family want to know where you're at.
That's right.
They want to know, did you die in faith? Did you die in the Lord? Or did you die in your sin?
That's right.
If you die in your sin, Jesus said, you know what he said, Eric? John chapter 5. He said, as I hear, I judge.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
But if he ain't heard from you, you got me fooled. Got your family fooled? You won't have him fooled, buddy. I'll tell you that right now. Jesus said, John chapter 5, verse 30, as I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just. He's the just judge.
That's right.
He's heard me tell people, I've been born again saved. He's heard me tell people, I'm glad I'm saved. He's heard me give my testimony. He said, as I hear, Jesus said, you confess me before men, I'll confess you before my Father.
Amen.
If you don't have a testimony, somebody's going to be hurting on this side if you die today. And you could. Man, none of us know. I mean, we're here today and gone tomorrow. Sometimes we're here today and gone today. But if you don't leave some kind of testimony behind, I ain't got nothing to offer your grieving family.
Amen.
I can just tell you like I told Tammy, I hope Steve made it. And I don't know. I didn't have nothing to give her. That's a terrible position to be in. Enoch left behind a testimony. Paul left behind a testimony. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6. You know what he said? He said, I'm now ready. He said, I'm ready. Time my departure's handy. I'm thinking to leave out. Even that thief on the cross left behind a testimony. Luke 23:42. Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. That's all it took. You don't have no preacher's prayer. You don't have to know no fancy words. You just got to know you're lost. He's the Savior. You got to just call on Him at church mercy. All that call upon me. He said, all that come to me, I'm no wise refuse. In John chapter 6, verse 37, it's not a hit and miss. He went on a little further to say in John chapter 5, verse 40, you will not come to me that you may have life. It's kind of personal. If you don't have a testimony, it's only because you haven't tried to get one. It's not hard to get one, amen. That thief got one. But let me ask you this. What will be your testimony? Because you will have one.
That's right.
You know what King Agrippa's testimony was, Brother Mitchell?
Yeah.
You know what his testimony was? Almost persuaded.
Almost persuaded. Right.
He got close, Colonel.
Not close.
works in horseshoes. I use pitch horseshoes. We measure, see if it's close enough to count.
Right.
That don't work in salvation. No. King Agrippa heard Paul give his testimony. And Paul said, King Agrippa, believest thou the prophets? He said, almost.
Yep.
Almost. You know what Governor Felix's testimony was? King Agrippa's Acts 26:28, if you want to read it. Governor Felix's testimony was Acts 24:25. You know what he said, Brother Donnie? He said, when I've got a more convenient season, I'll call for you, Paul.
Yeah.
It's the last word written about it.
Right.
Don't worry, I'll call you. When I got a more convenient time, salvation is not a convenient thing.
That's right.
No, it's not. But it's an urgent matter. The Bible says today is the day of salvation.
It is.
Says now is the accepted time. Today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart.
Yeah.
You know what, King Festus? Now, Felix and Festus are two different men. You can't get them mixed up being careful. Governor Festus and Governor Felix are two different men. Governor Festus was with King Agrippa when King Agrippa said, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. But here's what Governor Festus left behind. He said, Paul, you're crazy. He said, much study makes you mad. He didn't receive it, Larry. He said, Paul, yeah, I am a fool, but I'm the right kind of fool. I'm a fool for Christ. I'm one of them kind of fools that's sleeping out there. Yeah. Who's fool are you,
amen?
Right. Amen.
Do the math on that.
That's right.
Festus said, Paul, you're crazy. Last words recorded of it.
Yeah.
He left behind a testimony that he thought it was crazy to get saved.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what Jezebel's testimony was? God said, I gave her space to repent. You know what her testimony was? That she repented not. That's a terrible testimony.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
God gave her, as wicked as Jezebel was, I don't know that we have any young girls named Jezebel. But if we do, I'm going to love them, Brother Ed. But anyway, God said, I gave her space to repent. And he said, and she repented not. Her testimony was, I repented not. She said, not me. Not for me. That's Jezebel's testimony.
Right.
Well, I bet she's had a change of mind. What do you think, Brother Eck?
Amen.
Yeah, amen.
Amen.
I don't have many more. Paul said that Jesus would judge the quick and the dead at his appearing.
Yeah.
And the Bible says, as it's appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment. Hebrews 9:27.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Bible mentioned in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 7, we brought nothing in this world, and it's certain we can carry nothing out. There's only one
Amen.
Thing to do. That's leave something behind.
Amen.
You can leave your family some comfort to know where you're at.
Amen. Amen.
You can leave your family some hope where they're hurting.
Yes.
I don't know about y'all, but I got two daughters up there. I've got a mom and dad up there. I got grandmas, grandpas, aunts and uncles and cousins up there.
Yes.
Paul said, sorrow not as others which have no hope. I do sorrow, but not without hope. You can leave some hope behind.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
If you'll just let Jesus have his way.
That's right.
That's right.
You see, he calls. We got caller ID now, Jerry. I ain't answering that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He's calling. Jerry, when he sings the invitation, I hope he picks up that song. Calling, what's the name of that?
Jesus is calling.
That's piano player for you, buddy. Amen. Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling. Calling for you and for me. See on the portals, he's waiting and watching. Watching for you and for me. Come home,
yeah.
Come home,
Jesus, Father. Mary, come home.
She's exactly right. But I'm done. Father, we thank you for this message, the opportunity, Lord, to deliver this message.
Yeah.
Thank you for all the help you gave me, Lord. I thank, Lord, I delivered everything you told me to say.
Yes, Father.
I pray, Father, Lord, for these, Lord, that are in the battle of decision. I pray, God, Lord, they'd make the right choice. I pray, God, Lord, they'd say today, I'm going to make my way to Jesus. I'm going to get it fixed. I've waited long enough. I'm not putting it off no longer.
Yeah.
have your way in this invitation. Amen. I'd like to ask everybody to stand. And like I said, if you don't know what to say or what to do, I'll help you. I'm saved. I'm called to preach. I know what I'm talking about when I'm talking about salvation. I know what I'm talking about when I'm talking about being called to preach. If you got any questions, I'll help you. If you need any help, I'll help you. I can't save you. But I'll tell you one thing, I can point you one that can.
Amen.
Come on, Brother Jerry. Sister Sharon. If you need to come right now, it'd be a good time. Just go ahead and show the devil, buddy, he ain't got you no more. Go ahead and step out before they ever even start singing. Right now, it'd be a good time. Say, I've got to get to Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
What's the name of the song you wanted?